horrific day for the markets, we wanted to immediately go to ABC's Tom Rivers overseas and check in with the Greece situation. Jeez, Tom, I mean, does it look any better for today? It just seems to get worse and worse every single day.
Well, I tell you, this thing is in flux, and honest to God, it's hard to predict, so we have to watch it day by day. Today what's happening is the European part of the international bailout expires. Also, the IMF is expecting some money today, $1.87 billion. Ain't going to get it. This referendum is hanging on Sunday. The polls show that by a slim majority of the people are saying, let's accept this thing. The government is saying, no way, we can get a better deal. So everything's up in the air. A lot of senior citizens clamoring around ATMs trying to get some money out. They're limited to $67 a day. So, yeah, this can't go on forever, but this kind of interim period is pretty tense indeed.
Yeah, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says that the government would hold that referendum, but now he's saying that if they vote for it, if they vote for the bailout, that he's going to resign. So I think that's going to send the country even bigger down that spiral, worse.
Well, I tell you, they owe so much money, they can't pay it back. At this stage, if he says, I'm going to resign, that's going to add more chaos to the mix. But, you know, whatever they do, if they raise the pension age to 100 years, they're still not going to pay it back. So they're in a deep, deep hole right now.
You know, obviously, who always suffers are the people. I feel sorry for the people of Greece. Yeah. Their banks are closed. They initially said that they were only going to be allowed to take out $66 a day. And now I think most of the banks have just completely shut down. They're not even allowed to do that.
So a lot of these machines have dried up. Interesting, the government says they're going to open up, I guess, 1,000 branches on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, basically for people that are of old age that don't have bank cards, okay? And they'll just fill out a slip saying, give me what you can, and it works out to about $134 per person. So this is going to keep them going through maybe the weekend. But as you say, come Monday, when the results of this referendum come to the fore, we'll see where we stand, what direction the country takes.
Yeah, and as always, I mean, this always happens if there's turmoil overseas or in the overseas markets. And Steve Alexander, I know you could speak to this too, that it always trickles down to us. I mean, maybe they have the advantage that their markets open earlier, so we're watching what they're doing. They're, of course, watching what we're doing too. But then it sends everybody here, you know, in the United States or the Western world into this this continuing downward spiral, as I said before.
Exactly. A lot of the markets, Asia and Europe, took a big hit yesterday. Not so much today, because a lot of that initial pain was drawn out yesterday. But you're absolutely right. And a lot of the European countries over the past 6 months or so have been trying to offload a lot of their Greek holdings. So they're not going to be holding as big a bag. They're going to be holding a bag, but not quite as big a one. So, this contagion they're worried about in Greece to spill over to places like Portugal and Spain, still a possibility down the road.
Tom, will it help? I mean, if they vote to get rid of the euro and go back to the drachma, I'm sure that's going to shake up the markets again. So, I mean, that doesn't really seem like a solution. It's almost like putting six Band-Aids on top of the wound.
Well, again, you know, the one part of the road says, well, you can never pay this off and enjoy your 25% unemployment and have a nice life. The other road says, yeah, you're in for some real immediate pain if you have to go back to the drachma. But the medium and longer term prospects of you having to control your own interest rates and, the currency would certainly devalue, you could crawl back into growth at some stage further down the road. So either prospect, pretty tough. But, a lot of countries watching this one. And here in the U.K., it's like the world, the sky's not going to fall. If Greece gets out of the eurozone, you've got countries like the U.K. saying, well, gosh, we never were in the eurozone. We're part of the EU, but we still have pound sterling. The world goes on. It's just going to be a messy, messy few months and maybe years trying to adjust to this new reality for Greece.
Yeah, that's a great point. So what is next now for Greece? The referendum is coming up this weekend, but in the interim, the banks are going to stay closed. ATMs, many have dried out. What's the next step?
It's just tough. I think you hang with your friends and neighbors and whatever food's in the house, you're going to deal with that. If you have money under your mattress. You got money for the basics, and then as you well say, we'll see what prospect the future holds on Monday, and go from there. And it could be a whole deck of cards folding, saying the government folds. Let's have new elections. There's no deal. The IMF isn't getting its money. There's no bailout money from Europe. Everything is put on hold.
Tom, please keep us posted. Obviously, this is one of the biggest stories of the days and the week, too. So be safe and don't spend any money.
Okay. I'll
there you go. It's ABC's Tom Rivers reporting from London. 5:20 in the morning, 720 WGN. We're joined on the phone now by the official favorite guest of the Steve Cochran Show, Stacey St. Clair.
Good morning.
You know you're number one in our hearts, always. Steve,
I know you've given that title to somebody else, though. I mean,
no.
as I told Kevin, I have a radio. I can hear what's being said, but I'm not on.
Steve misspoke when he said it was Kim Potts.
Oh, okay.
It's you, Stacey. It's always been you. We wanted to check in with you. You and Jody Cohen do great work, obviously, for the Chicago Tribune. The newest facet to the saga, I should say, with the College of DuPage. Now, the accreditation agency that was supposed to come and visit, they've postponed their visit now.
Right. So the Higher Learning Commission, which accredits, you know, most colleges and universities in the Midwest, they held up COD's reaccreditation sort of amid all the drama and stories that were coming out this spring. And they were supposed to show up yesterday and today and be on campus reviewing the college for reaccreditation. And they canceled at the last minute on Sunday because when it turned out that one of the people coming to do the review and the investigation for the commission was a president from a community college in Michigan who had been accused of misspending school money on alcohol and food. And
no. Say it isn't so.
I know, had a no confidence vote from its faculty and just sort of had a very similar situation, a lot of similar accusations that President Robert Bruder at COD had endured. So he was actually resigned from the team once that came to light and the reaccreditation process got put on hold.
So do they have to now appoint new people to the accreditation team before they can actually come here?
Okay. Yeah. They'll appoint somebody new, and COD says that they'll look into that person's background too to make sure that there's no conflict. They just said they need to have somebody with no appearance of any kind of conflict in order just to sort of move past this the situation. And you know, they spent hundreds of hours preparing for this reaccreditation visit, so they're all, I think, a little frustrated over there.
I could see so. Good idea, though, to appoint different people to the accreditation team. I think that's a good first step.
Yeah, you want the public to have confidence in whatever the findings are.
Trump could do it.
Yeah, just ask him.
Right. He'll be the best accreditation team member ever.
Exactly. There's nothing that man can't do. He could totally fix Chicago if only given the chance.
Absolutely. Trump in town yesterday. I know you were following that story a little bit, too. Boy, he just, you know, he leaves no stone untouched. Or unturned,
no,
boy.
I know when he was talking about, you know, Chicago crime and had the, you know, just the very insightful opinion that crime is bad for Chicago's reputation. I'm sure nobody here in the city had any idea that it hurt our image to have crime problems. But yeah, he just, like you said, there's nothing he can't solve or fix or improve. If only the American people were given a chance to vote for him. And I guess, you know, soon enough they will be.
Yeah, my favorite part of, well, there were so many favorite parts of that speech yesterday, Trump in Chicago, and the days before that, too. So now he's left town, and now we know that he has friends in Mexico, he has great relationships in Mexico, and crime in Chicago is out of control. And it's a negative, huge negative.
A huge negative. Well, my favorite part was when he was meeting with the Chicago Tribune's editorial board. He told a story about how cops used to work in Brooklyn when he was growing up, and they would, you know, beat up the gang members with sticks at White Castle. and that's sort of how they controlled crime in his neighborhood. But he said, you know, White Castle was a great restaurant. I don't know if White Castle's still around anymore. And I thought, well, that'll help you stay in touch with the American people. If
yeah.
You don't even know if White Castle.
He
still
just
exists.
Lost the 21-year-old vote.
Exactly, Kevin, no longer going to vote for him.
There you go, Kevin.
How does he not know there's White Castle still around? Jeez.
Exactly.
He probably had to pass one on the way to the City Club, for God's sake. Oh, well, there's only two around.
Now I want White Castle.
I know. Sorry, Kevin.
I did check. There are White Castles in New York, too. I did like, maybe it's like a Midwest thing, or they don't have any in New York. No, they still have plenty of White Castles in New York.
Hey, but crime in Chicago is bad.
Problem.
It's not a good thing. Just FYI. Stacey, you are the best. Thank you so much for checking in with us.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. You're the best. We'll talk to you next week. That's Stacey St. Clair from the Chicago Tribune. Follow her on Twitter @Stacey St. Clair.